Well, hello there. Welcome back to another session at the Ignite Your Wellness podcast, where we help active adults who value their health feel better as they age with health, wellness, and yoga tips from highly requested professionals, as well as active adults with inspiring stories from all around the globe. I'm your host, Allison McLean, physical therapist and yoga teacher. Join me today as I talk with Brittany Ellers, physical therapist and yoga teacher right here in my neighborhood. I hope you enjoy this episode as we cover a variety of topics, everything from wellness to yoga, even how to pay attention and connect your monthly cycle to your workouts. I hope you enjoy.
All right. Good morning, Brittany. We are recording this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read your bio, and then if there's anything you would like to add, please do. So Brittany is originally from Pasadena, California. She graduated from University of Washington in Seattle and received her BA in Communication and Dance. She completed her graduate studies at the University of St. Augustine in San Marcos. In 2016, she became Doctor of Physical Therapy with concentration in manual therapy, which is awesome. While in school, she became certified yoga teacher through Yoga 6 and has been using yoga as a tool in her practice and continues to teach public classes. She has a special interest in women's health, especially how they cycle each month and how that can and should impact their work and home focus, exercise, and diet, which stemmed her own journey of health. She is also passionate about helping women transform into mothers in the prenatal and postpartum period of their lives. And she is certified in the prenatal yoga and pelvic floor physical therapy. She continues to treat holistically for Redefined Health and Fitness, a San Diego-based wellness company, using a blend of manual work, yoga, functional strength training. Outside of work, she loves spending time on her own yoga practice, getting outdoors, and exploring everything this world has to offer. Love it. Very balanced approach there.
Yeah, it's been a journey, to say the least.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about how you incorporate women's health into your practice these days.
Well, I do see a bit of women. One that is prenatal right now, she's pregnant. I try to incorporate it just in terms of body awareness first, getting them connected through yoga sometimes. And I mean, this doesn't even just apply to women's health or pelvic health or anything, it's men too. But definitely incorporating the yoga piece, the mindfulness, and then the bodyfulness, which I've heard being used around lately. I try to blend it in all together through the whole entire 90-minute session that I get with my clients. First it's always just about connecting with your breath and then with your body. And then it's just basically taking it down to the pelvic floor right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can you give us like a specific example, maybe just so people can begin to like get a sense of this in their own bodies or right now? How would you talk someone through like this body awareness or mindfulness?
Yeah. So just getting very still, however you want to do that, sit in a chair, lie down on your back, and just start to almost like body scan yourself, like in your mind's eye. If you just close your eyes and really just breathe and feel where you're feeling any kind of sensation. And you can do that in any posture, in any position, in any exercise, I'd say. But I think it definitely takes a lot of practice and a lot of time to kind of clear out the mental cobwebs and then actually dive into your own body or yourself. I think it's easier almost if you have some sort of pain or tightness or something that you've been working on, that you just tend to have more awareness about. But yeah, I will, even my runners, my very tight, you know, ultra marathon runners, or, you know, normal marathon runners, it's hard for them to word out also what they're feeling. So I'll ask them too, like what sensations are coming up, and describe it to me. Does it feel like a fullness? Does it feel like an emptiness? Does it feel like a restriction or something sticky? I just try to get them to verbalize it as well.
Yeah, that's super important because then they're beginning to discern exactly what they're feeling. And I teach that to my yoga students a lot, learning how to differentiate maybe discomfort of a growth versus discomfort of maybe moving towards injury or pain or something like that.
I think one of my teachers used the word risky. Like something can feel uncomfortable for sure, but it doesn't feel risky. It's not, not that like pain where you, you are edging towards injury. I think that's definitely a huge differentiation that we need to be clear on, especially as physical therapists, you know, because something can feel like a burn or a pain in that sense when you're actually, you know, working muscle. So and it's just like fatigue, but it's not a pain, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, lovely. So when you're working with women's health or runners or whoever, and you're incorporating this body awareness and this mindfulness, it's a sense of wellness, right? So what does wellness specifically mean to you?
I'd say overall a balance of physical, mental health. I've talked a little bit about Paul Check to you, I think, before. He's like the godfather of wellness, of the wellness community. He's an insane fit, I think 60-year-old, I want to say. But he kind of uses the phrase or uses the definition of wellness being like a willingness to interact with your life and managing yourself so that you actually have reserves of energy and nutrition to face those tougher days. And so, yeah, maintaining that kind of level of energy for yourself, whether it is to take a step back or to push yourself forward through a workout or like switching up your diet a little bit. I think it all matters. The physical, the mental, spiritual, it's all encompassing in the term wellness for me.
Yeah. And that's so important what you pointed out there that, you know, there will be tough days because that's just realistic. It's life. We're not, you know, happy 100% of the time. I haven't met a person that really is, you know, it's that ability to ride the wave of whatever emotion you're experiencing and being in it for that part of time and having the reserves to get through. I like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's the biggest tip you find yourself giving to a lot of your clients?
I think it probably is more about that balance, finding that tipping point for them. I have people that push themselves way too hard almost, and it leads to more injury. So it's almost like, okay, well, maybe you take a step back and you focus more on the flexibility, and not just flexibility, but of your body, but of your schedule and of like, you know, your mind. You know, dealing with stress. I have a lot of clients that deal with stress in their own businesses or their work, their job, their families. So I tend to give them the point, like take 5 minutes for yourself, you know? I think that's super important. Self-care is huge right now. I think a hot topic, a hot word right now. Yeah, just whatever that means to whoever it is. Whatever makes them feel really good, they should be doing that, not necessarily doing all the things that stress them out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Very important. Well, how do you work these tips and wellness into your sessions with your clients?
I mean, it's just conversation. I ask a lot of questions. I am really lucky. I get to go to people's homes right now. And my session can be like a dog walk with them. And like with their dog and it's really awesome. I love that part of it. And then doing yoga and strength training and all that good stuff. But during that entire time, for the most part, I'm asking a lot of questions, like what is going on in their life that maybe I don't necessarily have to help, but I'm there to listen and I can be an outlet for them. Like our exercise together, our movement can be an outlet for that thing that they're dealing with. Physical pain, emotional stress, whatever. So it's understanding too, like how they're sleeping, what are they eating? You know, like I definitely love to ask about that too. And I think it's huge and one piece that we don't really get to work on. If we work in a clinic or something like that, or in a hospital, we don't get to see all of that, but mm-hmm. I can actually like assess your workstation at home or mm-hmm. your bed and how you are sleeping. Like maybe your mattress isn't the greatest thing or your pillow's not great. So I can actually look at that.
The whole lifestyle, the big picture.
Yeah, exactly. It's all big picture. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause it's not typically like one exercise that'll make or break things. It's all these little things adding up to how you feel overall most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So as a yoga teacher, physical therapist, how do you, or what's the biggest challenge you're facing right now?
For me right now, it's kind of changed over the past week, I think, just because I took on a house sitting gig right now. So I feel very all over the place.
Scattered.
I'm not feeling centered. I'm not feeling grounded, mm-hmm. especially when I don't have time to do my own practice. Mm-hmm. That right now I'd say is like the biggest challenge for me is when I can't get into my yoga studio or into any class, mm-hmm. at least 3 or 4 times a week, I feel like I'm unraveling. It's, mm-hmm. it's kind of a weird sensation. And I think just also in this holiday season, everyone is kind of going a little crazy, trying to tie up loose ends and buy all the presents and like cook all the things and see all the people. So mm-hmm. I definitely find that challenging right now for myself, but mm-hmm. I know that'll come to an end. So mm-hmm. I just,
temporary.
Yeah, it's just temporary.
What are you doing right now to help, Matt? Like, so you know it's temporary, but what are you doing right now to help, like, get yourself through it to try to find that centeredness?
So I actually, I made these, like, malas maybe, like, about a month ago. Mm-hmm. I learned how to use them with Nicole Pav, and she taught me to just take a breath for every bead, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And when I find myself, like, thinking, okay, what's happening 3 hours away from now? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, why do I even have to do that? Like, why can't I just sit and take a moment and just, mm-hmm. I'll even just like touch them. I don't even have to like take them off and like count them anymore really, but I'll like be reminded just by looking down, like take a second mm-hmm. and breathe. mm-hmm. And that really just takes me down again.
Yeah.
So I do that. Sometimes I use essential oils, but mm-hmm. sometimes it's just hard to grab them, like when I'm in my car and stuff. So I'll just, you know, take that breath, look uh-huh. at the big things.
Yeah.
Writing sometimes helps, or even just, you know, going on a walk. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the nice part about house and dog sitting is you get a dog to walk.
Yeah, that's very good.
yeah. So I was, just walking around the beach, and that really takes me down too, being out in nature.
Good. Yeah, I think that's so helpful because you're not alone in what you're feeling. I think a lot of people just dependent upon circumstances of life. They might be in their rhythm and then something happens and they lose that centeredness. And it's easy to get caught up in the cyclone of thoughts and movement and just schedule. Mm-hmm. And I think it's helpful to have just some practical tips that bring you back down.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
And how do you bring this overall sense of all-encompassing wellness into your own life? Like you just gave us some practical like grounding tips, but how about like some of the other facets of wellness?
Yeah. So I just started doing something called cycle syncing. Mm-hmm. I read about it about back in May, and I didn't actually start practicing it until September-ish. Mm-hmm. And what that is I keep track of where I'm at in my cycle, mm-hmm. my menstrual cycle, and I'll change up what I'm eating, how I'm exercising, how I'm socializing and living my life and organizing myself, just according to where I'm at. Mm. So in my cycle. Mm-hmm.
Your monthly cycle, just so people are clear. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and if you don't have a menstruation, like, or menstrual cycle, you could always use the moon, something like that, that is, like, a monthly revolving thing, because everything's a cycle, if you think about it, right? Life is a whole big cycle. Your day is a big cycle of 24 hours, the month and the year, all of it. It's it's kind of an ever revolving thing. So I think it's important to check in with that too. And as women, since our hormones do shift over and over and over again, noticing those subtle changes that happen over time can be really helpful to actually change what you're doing according to those shifts. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I talked to you about this a little bit before, but when I'm on my period, I don't feel like being out and about. I feel like being by myself and taking time even to like jot down things that I didn't, not that I didn't really like about the last month, but things that I want to do differently for next month. Different intentions or different goals, whatever word you have for that. And then once it's done, I feel like I can start something fresh and clean. I feel actually more creative and I can start some new projects that I have been putting off. I feel a lot more social. I feel a lot more energized. So I can do those really hard workouts. I'll go to boot camp. I'll go to Vinyasa. I'll do the run that I've been avoiding since before my period. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to be outside and socialize with my friends, go out with them. But I definitely noticed that change in myself in every single month.
Me too.
And when I honor that, it's like when I honor that, everything is way more easy. Like everything's easier. And it feels like I'm playing to my strengths, which is really cool.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't really feel like a struggle, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I know. It's sometimes imperfect because sometimes the presentation will come up when I'm like during my cycle and I just have to be like, okay, I need to be patient with myself, take it slower, honor the fact that I usually like to hermit now, but you know, I'm going to roll with it because this is a good opportunity, but like realizing I'm in this state, you know? And then when I'm ovulating, like I love to be, I'm like, woohoo!
Yes, that's exactly how I feel. That's when I'll like, they say that that's when you should have your like tougher conversations. That's when you should go out on a first date because mm-hmm. you're extra communicative and you're good at it. And people are drawn to you during that time anyways. So you might as well be out and about.
Yeah. And do you notice like subtle shifts even in your body during that time, like in your yoga practice, for example?
Oh yes. And this is like one of the biggest things I've been trying to get out there and mm-hmm. talk to younger girls, younger athletes, because from the research that I've looked at, girls actually tend to have more injuries. The ones that I was looking at was ACL tears, 3 to 4 times as many tears than in men during their cycle, like before or after, mm-hmm. maybe in a day or two. And just looking at myself, right, I don't have the energy normally to do a run or to play indoor soccer or, just do any of like the hard boot camp classes that I would normally like to do right around that time anyways. And I think having that lower amount of energy, you don't have the neuromuscular control. I don't have the neuromuscular control. I don't have the strength or the balance. It's a really interesting, subtle thing, but yeah, I don't want to do a warrior one or warrior two or warrior three during that time. It's crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy. And the fact that I look back at my life and my, athletic career, if you want to call it that, playing soccer, cheerleading in high school, we didn't look at that at all.
No, you push, you know. Yeah,
and you push into injury. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that, you know, have torn their ACL multiple times and you're like, what is wrong with that picture? You know, I think it's insane that we don't feel comfortable either, like talking about it, especially if it's a male coach mm-hmm. or just a guy that won't understand. Mm-hmm. You don't feel comfortable talking about it so that you do feel like you have the strength to take a step back when you need to. So I'm trying to actually get involved with girls soccer teams, high school teams, club teams, whatever, and just to spread out that awareness that there is a significance in recovery time and stretching and self-care during that maybe even 1 or 2 days if you took those days off and just focused on replenishing and yeah, refreshing yourself, you could avoid so much injury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 'cause I know I have.
Mm-hmm.
Once I've like honored that, mm-hmm. that cycle, it's made a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, on those days I'll wake up and I'm like, oh, today is not like a hot yoga today. This is like a slow flow or more gentle practice today. And I find if I do like push myself on those days where I wake up feeling that way, that's usually when I get a negative consequence in some way. And it doesn't even have to be energy. It's just that like, I can be completely depleted the rest of my day. Even the next day, I'll be dragging. Like, whereas if I honored what I was feeling and really took the time to do a slower practice, more gentle practice, which is hard sometimes to do because you really want to just keep going,
yeah.
I end up feeling like way more rested. So then I'm more creative like the following day. It makes a huge impact in like the next 24 to 48 hours.
Totally. I've felt that exact same way too. If I push myself, yeah, in a workout, it's almost like, okay, my body's now needing more from me than, you know, that my whole system can handle. So mm-hmm. then it takes from like my mental capacity mm-hmm. and my thinking strength almost for literally. Teaching and being with clients. Like, I just don't have the capacity for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing, because I think it's really important for moms to hear, moms with daughters, right? Moms with sons even, because they're going to go through their own cycles. Like if they're like growing really fast, they might need some time for their muscles or bones to like really catch up and strengthen.
Totally. That's part of my passion project on the side right now. Next year, I want to do workshops with mothers and daughters with mm-hmm. a colleague of mine, a friend.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be taking the moms and I'll be taking the daughters and teaching them about their cycles and mm-hmm. how to honor that, how to, you know, adjust a little bit and being okay talking about it too, mm-hmm. like, you know, de-shaming it a little bit. Yeah, I think that's huge. And then I just want to get them young so that by the time they're my age or anyone older, like who doesn't even have a cycle anymore, they can still use that changing cycling sequence mm-hmm. to find a balance. Find an evenness, because you don't want to do the same workout every day. You don't want to eat the same thing every day, even for guys too. Like that's why there are certain foods that happen mm-hmm. during certain parts of the year. That's why you cycle through your all of that. I think it's really important. So yeah, that's what I'm excited for next year.
Well, that's very exciting. I'll look forward to seeing that. And then you can share with me. I can share with the community because super Absolutely. Important information.
Yeah.
Any other parting words of wisdom for this morning?
No, I think it's just, I think especially during this time, taking time for yourself if you need it. Like what we've been saying this entire time is really honoring yourself, honoring your body, but also your, you know, energy body, your mind. I think it's all super important. And then just why, know your why for doing all that stuff. You know, why are people in health and fitness? You know, it's not just to be healthy or to be fit or to be the best at lifting or at yoga or anything like that, but there's got to be something behind it, you know? And I think it's really important to delve into that, asking yourself, why am I running this full-on marathon when my body hates to run, you know? It's just
super important.
Being really honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Awesome. So if people are interested in learning a little bit more, and I know you have some resources on your site, how can they get a hold of you or find you?
So I'm on Instagram. B.Ellers is my handle. Brittany Ellers, TTNEY is my website. Mm-hmm. But you can find the website on Instagram too. I'm also on Facebook, so I'm everywhere. You can just look my name up. I'll pop up.
Great. Okay. And I'll link it into the YouTube like description perfect. As well.
Perfect. I will too.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing all this information.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
You're welcome. I'm going to just end this here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hope you have a little different take on your cycle now. To learn more about Brittany, you can head over to the show notes where her website and contact information will be. If you're looking for next steps, you can head over to igniteyourwellness.com with a UR to download one of the many freebies to get started right away. This will also keep you updated on some upcoming online programs I have coming up in the near future. Just for a little hint, one's going to be a hip flexor challenge. There's also going to be an online workshop on how to create balance in your body, left and right side, and much, much more. So make sure to head over there to get hooked into all this great stuff coming up, and I'll see you on the next episode. Have a great one.